first round comments. That's it. You got one topic. What's at the top of your list? The top of my list was, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks could be world champions again. Doesn't mean I'm betting on it, which is the way you determine how much you really believe in something. But I'd say they're up to 40% chance watching the other teams going, damn, they're good. And Giannis is the best and their defense is good. Pebble, what was yours?
That the Bucks looked so good early on in game one when usually they don't start picking it up until about game three later on in the series.
Yeah, and what was yours, Hall of Famer?
My one comment?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was that memorable, huh?
See, that's a violation.
Probably not.
It wasn't first round. That was unrestricted free agent stuff.
Yes, it was. No,
undrafted rookie free
agent.
Right.
It was wide receiver, and that you still think they're going to.
Yeah,
do still
need help a wide receiver,
and you think they will do it, and I do as well.
Call. Okay.
Those are top three.
So caught up in the moment, I can't.
Yeah,
remember
there
old
you go.
Stuff,
yes, that's it. James in Milwaukee, 1-800-990-3776, a division of Old National Bank, the first Midwest Bank Talk and Text line. Yes, James.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So my take is that if Giannis continues on the path he's on and finishes his career with Milwaukee, he will have accomplished more for our franchise than Tim Duncan did for the Spurs. Ooh, silence.
No, you're wrong. But I mean, wow. I didn't know how to say you're wrong.
Yeah,
what?
You're
Duncan,
wrong. You heard
Duncan's
him.
Duncan's won.
Wait. Hold on a second, guys. Now, Giannis has already won back-to-back league MVPs, so he's matched Duncan in that aspect alone.
That's not what people
Tim
remember.
Duncan was only the lead guy for two of those championships. So if Giannis brings us one more championship with a finals MVP, he will have matched him in that regard as well.
Oh, you've made that decision.
So.
How many rings does Tim Duncan have?
Five.
He has five of them, but how many of them were due to Manu and Kawhi and Tony Parker? Remember, Tony Parker won Finals MVP in '07, and Kawhi
the first,
did.
Bucks' first one was due to Middleton and Holiday.
Those guys didn't win Finals MVP. Though, come on, now they didn't drop a 50.
But he was not
going to
win it without
in the final game.
How many Finals MVPs for Duncan?
Name one superstar that can win without their team. Everybody has.
Correct.
You're the one who pointed out Manu and Kawhi.
You're the one who brought up Duncan. And in order for Giannis to be in the neighborhood of Duncan, he's going to have to win at least three titles.
He's got three NBA Finals MVPs total.
Yeah, correct. I was going to mention that. So, but
and also, too, I think he's got same with Giannis. I think no drama, like we talked about earlier, with no drama.
Yeah.
There was no drama with Tim Duncan.
That's
either.
A great comparison. Yes. There was no Tim Duncan. So that part of it is nice. But in order to get in Tim Duncan's category, I think he's got to have three titles. What, Pebble? Am I, what are you?
So then would you?
Yeah.
Three. You
so
got
then would
three.
You agree if he gets it? So you agree if he gets the three titles, then he's at the same table as Duncan.
I think you can discuss him. You can discuss him with Duncan. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the defensive players of the year put him over the top, though.
Not yet.
Tim Duncan. Hold on. Tim Duncan, 8-time NBA All Defensive First Team. That's about where Giannis is going to be.
Okay. Where's Giannis at right now?
In terms of All Defensive First Team, I'll have to check.
Right.
Not at 8. But
you got to be at 4.
All this stuff to me is fiddling and diddling.
Halfway means you ain't there.
Your rings. Rings. James, how many rings does Giannis have to have in your mind?
Three-time defensive player or first-team defensive player.
Hey, Tiger Woods was on pace to catch Jack Nicklaus in majors. Guess what? He ain't getting there.
James, how many titles? Now, this is for you. How many titles do you think that Giannis needs to be in Tim Duncan's neighborhood? Is one enough? Is
three?
Okay.
No. I would say he needs three. I thought Tim Duncan only won Finals MVP twice, but if he's got three Finals MVPs, then Giannis would need to match that in order for him to sit at the table, in my opinion.
How many rings does he have to have though? That's what we said, rings. He said three.
Oh, no, he said MVP.
How many rings does Giannis? Giannis needs to have three rings.
Yeah.
Three.
He needs to have three.
And three MVP finals. And three Finals MVPs, too?
I'd say at least. I'd say two. I'd say two because if the chances of the Bucks going, you know, to the Finals then twice in the next 4 years while he's still in his prime and as the ceiling of his prime, that's kind of a high expectation.
Oh, prime.
If he can grab another ring,
No, you got to call again, James. You're a very good caller. By the way, I'm just curious. Am I in my prime?
No.
What do you mean,
well
no?
Well past your prime.
Post-prime?
No.
He's beyond that. I think the suggestion, James, of Tim Duncan is outstanding. And part of it is exactly what Pebble said. If there's a we were asking about the last player that had no drama, and Tim Duncan
only
is
problems
it.
With James was he was trying to put Giannis there already.
Yes.
You can't do that yet.
No.
He's got some work to do. He's got some stuff to do, but you can't. I mean, Tim Duncan was outstanding, dude.
Right, and the key is the years in which it took Duncan to do it. They never won back-to-back titles. Now, they win back-to-back, then he's got one on Duncan. He
correct.
Won in 99, 03, 05, 07, and 14.
Yeah, Duncan, early in his career, he had David Robinson with him.
Yep. That's who won it. And Sean then Kawhi Elliott. Leonard in the end, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had some...
No, he had help.
He had some good teams,
and
but you got to have
help. Taken Bucks. This is similar to, they had Giannis, and they needed more, and they
correct.
Got Holiday. They weren't
finally
willing
got
to
get rid of Bledsoe, like I told them to do 2 years before that.
Yes, you did. You nailed that one. But that was a large group. You weren't the only one in that
correct.
Group.
Was it? Unfortunately, the Bucks management wasn't in the group.
Yes. As the Bucks continue to do well, they continue to do well partly because of the players and partly because of John Horst has made some good moves to make the team even better. With Middleton out, would the Bucks be as good as they are if he hadn't added Grayson Allen? Of course not. That was another move that's helped the team.
Yeah, I'm not so big on that move, but yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, we can argue how big it is, but it's helped the team. You can't argue that it hasn't helped the team. Are they better with him than DiVincenzo? I would say yes.
DiVincenzo got hurt. I thought he would have been fine.
Okay, but now he's hurt.
Now he's hurt.
Okay, now I got to get somebody else.
Correct.
And they didn't
do what they had to do.
They didn't have much difficulty getting Grayson Allen, I don't think.
Right.
1-800-990-3776. I just want to emphasize that the discussion is not started, but it will be a part. You have to recognize how much the Packers gave up to give Christian Watson, and giving up a second-round draft pick is huge, especially when all the discussion that has occurred about how much they gave up to move up to get
and
Jordan
Love. You
gave
it up to your division rivals.
Yes, though I...
Here's an extra pick.
I'm convinced that... The new guy, who's different as far as a GM, he's more of an analytics guy. Yeah, they were saying, "Well, you can't do this," and he's like, "What do you mean I can't do this?
Why not?
If we're getting better, if we're making a good deal, then we believe this is going to make us better more than it's going to make them better. Why would I not do it?" And it wasn't close. This was a huge gap.
Right. Typically, when you make a deal with someone, you think that you're getting the better end of it.
Yeah, and
that's why I make the deal.
No one else has done the study yet, and he also made the deal in the first round with Detroit. You can say, well, he didn't think Detroit was that good. No, I think he's a new guy who says this old rule about not dealing with people in your division is stupid.
I agree with him. It's dumb.
Yes, you don't want to make a bad deal, but you don't want to make a bad deal with anyone.
Someone wants to give me an extra pick. I don't care where
yes,
they come from.
Exactly.
Give it to me.
There's no doubt that's what that guy said.
Now it's going to be he's putting a lot of pressure on his drafting ability.
Yeah, but I mean that's basically it. Who do I care that I'm trading with if I'm getting the better part of the deal?
Will Watson be better than the two picks by the Vikings?
Now, will I get Arsenio Hall
Watson,
on the show? Will I get Arsenio show on the Arsenio Hall on the show? Pebble?
No. You can take 5 years and you want
Watson. Pebble, hit it one more time. Watson, everybody.
You would say no unless I mentioned a family member, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt. You have no confidence at all. Scalzo and Brust next. No worries.